翻到约翰福音十四章，我们今天念的经文是约翰福音十四章七到十一节。
Now let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 14, John chapter 11.
大家请听，我来读。
Everyone please follow along as I read.
圣经约翰福音十四章七到十一节。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。腓力对他说：“求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。”耶稣对他说：“腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？我在父里面，父在我里面。”你不信吗？我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面。既或不信，也当因我所做的事信我。
Verse 71, listen now to God's word. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, it is enough for us.Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The word that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who wrote in me does his words. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else, believe on account of the works themselves.
我们上一次讲到讲了主耶稣就是道路真理生命，并且主耶稣说若不借着我没有人能到父那里去。在上一次讲到的时候，我的重点就是要借着历代圣徒对圣经的解读来认识主耶稣的道路。
And so the last time we saw how the apostles understood scriptures so that they might understand Jesus.
以及借着这个道路来认识真理。
And it is through this way that they can understand the truth.
也能够借着这个道路来获得属天的生命。
And it is through this way that they can receive the life that is from heaven.
今天的经文告诉我们要凭着主耶稣的话语和他的作为真正的认识这位救主和生命的主。
And in today's passage, we are told that it is through Jesus' words and his life that we can understand this Savior.
这是从另外一方面来理解主耶稣所说的道路。
This is another way in which we can understand the way that Jesus talks about.
让我们先来解读今天的这五节经文。
So now let us see and interpret these five verses.
经文以主耶稣的讲论开始，你们若不认识我，也就你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。
And Jesus said, "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also."
从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
If you have known me, you would have known my Father also. Now when you do know him.
我们看到主耶稣的讲论很直接很清楚地告诉跟随他的使徒们，认识我就是认识了父神。
Jesus said very clearly to his disciples, if you know me, you know the Father.
并且主耶稣肯定地说你们已经看见了父神。
Indeed, Jesus can say with certainty that you have seen the Father.
当然主耶稣这一段话使徒腓力并没有领悟。
Now of course, when Jesus said this, the apostle Philip, he did not quite get it.
所以腓力提出希望主耶稣将父上帝显给他们看。腓力这一个要求说出了所有使徒的心思，就是他们都渴望见到上帝。每一位信上帝的人都渴望见到上帝。当主耶稣听到腓力这样说的时候，主耶稣再一次强调他所说的。
And so when Jesus heard what Philip said, Jesus once again reinforced what he just said.
腓力，我与你们同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？能看见我，就是看见了父。
He said, have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father.
你怎么说将父显给我们看呢?
How can you say, show us the Father?
我在父里面, 父在我里面, 你不信吗?
Do you not believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me?
主耶稣在这里强调的重点是 我与你们一起生活这么久了 你们怎么还不认识我?
And what Jesus wanted to emphasize was I have been living with you for so long. Do you still not know me?
如果认识我,
if you know me, then you know the Father.
那么你们看见我,
if you see me, you see the Father.
因为耶稣说, 我在父里面, 父在我里面。
Because Jesus said, I am the Father, and the Father is in me.
我们在圣经的记载中看到，腓力那时候一见到主耶稣，就认出他是摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位。
And in the scriptures, it's recorded that when Philip saw him, and he knew that Jesus was that prophet prophesied in the Old Testament.
腓力当时非常兴奋，说：“我们遇见了，那个人就是耶稣的儿子，拿撒勒人耶稣。”
And when Philip saw him, he was excited. He said, "That is Jesus. That is Jesus of Nazareth."
我们知道犹太人非常清楚，摩西的律法书以及先知书所预言的，都是指向基督的。
And we know that the Jews were very well aware that the books of Moses and the prophets, they all pointed to the Messiah.
并且我们也看到主耶稣所拣选的门徒，他们一开始就认信主耶稣他有弥赛亚的身份。
And so we see that the disciples chosen by Jesus, from the start, they saw that he had the status of Messiah.
他们因着有这样的认信，他们就跟随了主耶稣。
And it's because of this understanding that they followed Jesus.
如果我们看四福音书的时候，我们就看到他们在跟随主耶稣的这段3.5年的时间里，多次认信耶稣具有基督的身份。
And we see through the 4 gospel books that in the 3.5 years following Jesus in his ministry, they saw that he was indeed the Messiah.
也就是说，使徒们从起初到一直认信耶稣就是拯救者，是救主，也认信他是基督，是受膏者，他是君王。
And so they understood from the get-go that Jesus was the Savior and he was also the Lord of hosts.
使徒们开始就认信了。 耶稣基督这两个身份，只是他们跟随耶稣基督3年多的时间里，他们对主耶稣没有更深一步的认识。
And so they understood all of this from the beginning, but in the 3.5 years they did not grow in a deeper knowledge of who Jesus was.
所以在今天所读的五节经文里，主耶稣说：“我在父里面，父在我里面，您不信吗？”
And so in the 5 verses, then Jesus says, I am the Father, and the Father is in me. You not believe?
后面主耶稣再一次说：“你们当心我，我在父里面，父在我里面。”
Jesus once again said, "Believe me that I am the Father, and the Father is in me."
主耶稣两次对使徒们说：“我在父里面，父在我里面。”其中有责备他们的意思。
And the fact that Jesus said repeatedly twice that I am the Father, and the Father is in me, this is a bit of a rebuke to them.
因为他们跟随主耶稣3.5年，没有对主耶稣有更深一步的认识。
Because they've been with Jesus for 3.5 years and they don't have a deeper understanding of it.
所以说主耶稣说，我对你们所说的话不是凭自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
And this is why Jesus said that these words he does not say on his own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his words.
你们当心我，我在父里面，你在父在我里面。
Believe me that I am the Father and the Father is in me. Or else believe on account of the works themselves.
我们看到主耶稣在这里强调两点：一是主耶稣不是凭自己说话，他说的话是父上帝的意思。
And so there are 2 points that he emphasizes. The first is that these words are not spoken on his own authority, but on the authority of the Father who dwells in him.
第二点，主耶稣所做的每一件事都是做在父上帝的心意里面，也就是父让他做的。
The second point is that everything that Jesus did was in accordance with God's work, for the work that God wanted him to do.
所以说这些使徒跟住耶稣3.5年，耶稣说了这么多话，他们没有从耶稣的话里面听出耶稣话里面有父上帝的心思在里面。
And so the 3.5 years where they heard Jesus, they did not hear the will of the Father in the works of Jesus.
也没有在主耶稣所做的事里面看到上帝对人的心意。
And they also did not see God's will in what Jesus was doing as he performed the works of God.
也就是说，他们没有去更多的思想。
Or to put another way, they did not reflect deeply or further on these things.
他们主耶稣说的话，他们听到了。
The word being said, I'm sure they heard it.
但是没有更深的认识。
But there's not that deeper understanding.
主耶稣所做的事，他们看是看见了。
The word that Jesus has performed,
yes, they saw. 但是看见的是这个事。
But the only thing they saw was the word itself.
却没有看见。 主耶稣所说的话，所做的事后面有父上帝的意思在里面。
But they did not see that behind the words of Jesus, behind the works of Jesus, we have the will of his heavenly Father.
也没有借着主耶稣说的话和主耶稣做的事来认识这位上帝他的属性。
And they did not put two together and learn about who God the Father was through Jesus' words and works.
所以当主耶稣说：“你们若认识我，也就认识父了。”主耶稣说这一番话，表明使徒并没有完全的认识他。And
so Jesus said that if you had known me, you would have known the Father. And this also shows that they don't actually fully know Jesus.
因此他们也无法认识到主耶稣就是上帝，上帝也在主耶稣里面。And
so then in this life, they do not see that Jesus is indeed God, and that God is in Jesus. And
then
here we have a very important truth.
就是三位一体,
and namely, this is the truth of the Trinitarian God.
上帝本为一体, 为了成就对罪类的拯救, 他们以三个位格的形式向人们显现。
So that the triune God, for the sake of saving humanity, revealed himself as the triune God to mankind.
当然我今天不是要和大家分享有关三位一体的教义。
Of course, today I will not be covering all there is in terms of Trinitarian doctrine.
不过我应该可以告诉弟兄姊妹，今天的这一段经文完全否认了耶和华见证人认为耶稣基督是位小神的教义。
But for sure, this passage does completely go against the teaching of Jehovah's Witnesses that Jesus is a kind of little God.
所以说，当耶和华见证人来到你面前献立传的时候，你完全不可以拿这件经文说，耶稣说他是父同等，父在他里面，他在父里面。
And so, when they come knocking at your door, you can tell them from this passage that Jesus is that the Father is in Him, and that Jesus is on the same level as God the Father.
并且我今天在这里说。 使徒没有完全认识主耶稣。
So here we, I would say that the disciples do not fully understand Jesus.
我指的是耶稣说这一段话的时候，使徒没有完全认识主耶稣。
And I think that in terms of what these sentences that Jesus has spoken,
我在这里不是批评啊，这些使徒的属灵生命很迟钝。
Now I am not criticizing them, saying that their spiritual life is very slow.
可以说，每一个在亚当里堕落的罪人，灵都是迟钝的。
Of course, we can say that everyone in Adam, their souls are very foolish.
直到五旬节圣灵降下之后，圣灵打开了使徒的心窍。
Until Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down, the Holy Spirit opened the eyes of the apostles.
他们重新想起了回味主耶稣的教导，通过认识主耶稣而明白了上帝的心意和旨意。And
they thought back to what Jesus had said, and they had a renewed understanding of who Jesus was.
在圣灵已经降临的今天，并且使徒和先知已经将上帝有关救赎人的福音完全的启示给了我们。So
now in this day, with the Holy Spirit having already descended, and that we have the word of the apostles and the prophets. And the revelation in full.
因此，我们就是说，今天的基督徒具备了完全认识主耶稣的外部所有的应该有的条件。And
for this reason, we say that the Christians have everything they need to understand who God is.
我们具备了这完全的条件。现在的问题是，我们认识主耶稣吗？
But then, if we have all of the things in place, the question is, do we understand Jesus Christ?
如果我们还没有认识主耶稣
，If we haven't yet under know Jesus, the Lord Jesus，
那么是什么东西阻碍了我们来认识这位救主呢
？And what is the obstacle preventing us from knowing our Savior and Lord？
这是我们今天要思想的问题。
So this is the question I want to place before us。
我们先来思想第一个问题：我们认识主耶稣吗
？And so let's meditate on the first question。Do we know Jesus？
许多基督徒就会对我说：“我当然认识主耶稣，不然我怎么可以被称为基督徒呢？”虽然我听到别人这样回答，我还是要问：我们认识的是怎样的一位基督？可以说，今天在华人教会里面，大部分的基督徒所认识的不是圣经所启示的耶稣基督。
We can say that in most Chinese churches that the Jesus that we know is not the Jesus of the Bible。
而是他们根据自己的需要塑造出一个叫做基督的人。
But instead it is the Jesus of their own making and after their own image based on their own personal needs。
或者它里面也有圣经启示的部分内容。
Or perhaps a part of their understanding Jesus is indeed biblical in origin.
许多时候，我们所塑造出来的基督身上只剩下了一个属性，就耶稣基督是爱。
And a lot of times when we create Jesus in our own image, there's only one attribute that is left, and that is Jesus is love.
这样一位不具备圣经所启示的基督其他大部分属性的耶稣基督，是耶稣基督吗
？And so if this is a Jesus that is in large part different from the Jesus of the Bible, is this really the real Jesus？
甚至我们可以这么说，耶稣一旦失去其他的很重要的属性，他的爱也就不是圣经所说的爱了。
Or we can say it in this way.If Jesus is missing a lot of the attributes found in the Bible, then even his love isn't really love.
所以在基督徒的心目中，耶稣的爱不过是父母亲对子女的那种爱。
And so perhaps it comes down to the fact that most times this so-called Jesus, the love of Jesus, is nothing more than the love parents have for their children.
不过是圣诞老公公给我们送礼物的那种爱。
Or perhaps it's a kind of a Santa Claus kind of love, where he goes and sends presents to us.
如果我们认识的只是这样一位基督，他就根本不是道成肉身的耶稣基督。
And so, if this is all there is for us to know about Jesus, then this is not the Jesus that was incarnate and came down to dwell among us.
非常可怜的是，在今天的基督教中，就有许多信了这样基督的基督徒。
And what is sad is the fact that in the Christian church, there are many Christians.Who believe such a Jesus?
我不谈论那些从来不参加聚会的，在称为自己是基督徒的人。
Now I'm not talking about those who claim so-called Christians who don't go to church.
这些在教会以外的称自己为基督徒的人，他根本与上帝没有关系。
For these so-called Christians who call themselves Christians but are outside the church, they have nothing to do with God.
就是在教会内的基督徒。也因着没有认识圣经所启示的耶稣基督，他们所做的事根本不合乎上帝子民的身份。
Of course, frankly, the Adventist Church they have nothing to do with the God, and they have no status as a child of God.
他们的行为也不是借着圣经启示上帝要求他儿女应该有的行为。
And of course, their lifestyle and their works have nothing to do with what God requires of His children.
其实我们和上帝的关系在我们的祷告中非常明显的可以彰显出来。
In fact, we see our relationship with God the Father in our prayer life.
马太福音六章三十一节到三十三节。
Matthew 6, verses 31 to 33 tell us.
所以不要忧愁，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的一切，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Chapter 6, verse 31-33. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these will be added to you.
这些信自己塑造出来的耶稣基督的人，他们不信主耶稣所说的这句话。
Those who believe in a Jesus of their own making do not believe the words of Jesus here.
所以他们一直祈求上帝赐给他们所吃所喝所穿的。
And so these people always ask God to give them things to drink, to eat, and to wear.
所以在美国的基督徒要求更高点，不但有吃喝穿，还要我所行的，我所住的啊，我要行的要好车，住的要大房子。
And of course, for America with high living standards, we do not ask only for what for food and drink and what to wear, but we also need to have a good car and a good home and a big home to live in.
主耶稣并没有说这些日常所需要的东西我们都不应该要，不应该有。
Now Jesus is not saying we shouldn't ask for this or that we shouldn't have these things.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们要先求他的国和他的义。
But Jesus is saying that rather first seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
当我们先求他的国和他的义的时候，耶稣应许这些东西都要加给我们。
And when we first seek his kingdom and his righteousness, then Jesus will indeed add all these things to us.
所以我们祷告不要想像有些牧师所教导的啊，你要自行车，你要祷告清楚了，要什么颜色的，多大尺寸的，26的还是28的。
And so of course we are not to be like those people who say, oh.If you want a certain car, then you make sure you have it clearly in your mind and pray for the exact color and exact size.
这样的牧师教导完全和基督的教导相违背的。
And the teachings of these pastors are completely at odds with the teaching of Jesus Christ.
这不是耶稣基督牧师的教导。
And this is not the teaching of a Christian pastor.
我们所需用的，天父都会加给我们。
What we need.Our Heavenly Father will give to us.
而且有的经文说，所天父所加给我们是超过我们所求所想的。
Indeed, the New Testament says elsewhere that what God has given, what God gives us, is far exceeds what we ask for or pray for.
旧约列王记上记载的所罗门献祭后，夜间在梦中，耶和华向所罗门显现。
And in the Old Testament, after Solomon gave the sacrifices, God appeared with him in a dream.
上帝对他说，你愿意我赐你什么？你可以求。
And God asked him, what do you want? Just ask.
所罗门向耶和华求智慧，因为智慧可以判断以色列民里面的是是非非。
And Solomon asked for wisdom so that he might be able to discern what is right in all the dealings of Israel.
我们想耶和华对所罗门怎么说的？
Remember what the Lord said to Solomon?
耶和华上帝对所罗门说，你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求福，也不求秘诀你仇敌的性命，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧。
And God said to Solomon, because you do not ask for things that you need yourself, whether for money, for wealth, or for victory over your enemies, therefore I will give you what you ask for.
耶和华上帝还对他说，你所没有求的我也赐给你，就是富足增荣。
And indeed, then the Lord said, what you did not ask for, I too will give to you.
不是真正认识主耶稣的人，他们所求的是上帝要附加给我们的东西，却不去求上帝要我们求的东西。
And so Christian ought to seek after what God has asked us to seek after.
结果我们就想象到了，他不求上帝要求的事，上帝附加的东西他也没得到。
And so when they ask wrongly for these things that you even what God would have given them, they did not receive.
我今天在这里和大家分享，求错了没有得着还不是问题。
And what I'm trying to say here is and share is that even if we ask for the wrong things and we don't get, that's not even the issue.
因为我们刚信主，对上帝全部的属性，对主耶稣的属性，我们都没有这么深的理解认识。
Because we first understand God, then we don't always have the most complete understanding of God.
我们是耶稣基督里的一个婴孩。
We are like little children in God's eyes.
就像婴孩问父母求要糖，父母不会责怪他，虽然不给他，但是不会责怪他。
Or just like a child will ask his parents for candy.And of course, the parents won't give them that candy, but they're not going to blame the child for asking for candy.
我们这个婴孩会慢慢长大的。
But this child will gradually grow up.
问题是他们没有得到，不是认为自己所求的不对。
And so when they don't receive, it's not because what they ask is not wrong. It is wrong.
因为现在基督的牧师也是这么教导的，你没得到是因为你求的不对，你不明确啊。
And because Jesus says even now that if you do not have it, you do not ask, you do not ask clearly.
然后他求了明确了，也没得到。
But then if they ask clearly, they still don't receive.
牧师就会说，哎呀，你没信心啊。
And then these so-called pastors say, "Ah, you see, well,
you don't
have faith."
如果那人对牧师说，我很有信心啊。
And then one of the friends says, "Pastor, but I really do have faith."
牧师就会说，是你们教会没信心啊。
This pastor might say, "Well, it's the church that doesn't have faith."
我过去讲过的一个姊妹回国内的，就是这么的牧师，把他带到最后去世了。
And so indeed, this was there was a sister that went back to China, and it was this kind of pastor that she was under, and this all happened all the way toward that.
要是牧师跟他说，因为你们教会没信心啊，他就会怪教会，啊，怪完教会怪上帝，怪完上帝看亵渎上帝。
And so when the pastor says, "Well, you know, the church isn't enough faith," then she starts blaming the church, then she blames God, and in the end, she will complain bitterly to God.
我们求错了不是问题，但是你发展到责怪上帝、亵渎上帝的时候，这是基督徒绝对不可以做的事情。
But of course, if we act wrongly, then that is not the worst thing. But if we then go and we get angry with God and we completely blame Him and get angry at Him, then this is not what a Christian should do.
如果一个成为基督徒的人，他如此这样做，还不如那些外邦人。
And if a Christian continues to curse God in such a way that then this Christian is no better than Gentiles.
因为外邦人不知道上帝的名，不会随便提上帝的名，也不会亵渎上帝的名。
And because Gentiles do not know God or His name, and they will not so quickly bring up God's name and curse it.
这样的人，他最后会受到更重的审判，比外邦人更重的审判。
And such so-called Christians will receive greater punishment than even. And even so-called Gentiles.
Of course,
these words I am saying are not for those who don't understand God. Because
they don't understand the Bible's teachings of Jesus Christ. They have created their own ideas and images of Jesus Christ.
Because they don't understand the Jesus of the Bible, they created an image of Jesus.
They fabricated Jesus, they don't think he will judge them.
And the Jesus that they conjure up.It's not a Jesus who will judge them.
所以他们也不惧怕上帝。
So they don't fear God.
也不敬畏上帝。
And they don't honor him.
所以我上面说的话是对认识主耶稣的人说的话。
So the above word that I said, this is directed to those who know Jesus.
对在座的基督徒说的话。
For those who are sitting here who are Christians.
希望我们不警醒。
And my prayer is that we might be alert.
不要在自己软弱的时候否认我们的上帝。不要在我们自己软弱的时候去责怪上帝、亵渎上帝。我们软弱的时候要依靠教会这个属灵的群体。可以使自己心里的力量重新刚强起来。
So that our hearts might be encouraged and strengthened.
所以那些不认识主耶稣的人，或者说他们所信的是按照自己的想法造出来主耶稣的人，他们也不会认定按照圣经运作的教会是他们属灵的家。
Now, of course, those who do not follow the God of the Bible, do not follow God, they're not going to consider the church as a spiritual home.
他们软弱的时候到处怪。
And so, for their reason, they'll be blaming anything and everything.
哪个人可以怪的，我就怪哪个人。
And whoever I can blame, that I will blame that person.
但他绝对不会怪那些凶的人、狠的人、恶的人，他不会怪。
But those who are wicked and those who are harsh, such a person, they will not blame such a person.
最后就看上帝最可怜，就怪上帝。
And they'll end up blaming God.
因为他觉得我告诉上帝没关系啊，上帝也不能下来。
Well, of course I can blame God. It's not like he can come down.
他们 不会去想我到一个属灵的教会里面去得帮寻求帮助。
And they will not think I should go to a spiritual church to receive help.
他不但不寻求教会的帮助，而且遇到问题就开始责怪教会、怪教会。
And not only will they not go to the church for help, but when a problem arises, they will be the first to blame the church.
甚至攻击教会。
Or even attack the church.
所有代价基督的人，他们没有属灵的生命。
Those who are false Christians, they have no spiritual life.
没有属灵生命的人就是这样。
And this is what happens to those without a spiritual life.
他们更没法谈到属灵生命的成长这样的事。
And then how much more will they be unable to talk about the spiritual growth?
他们已经把自己安置在上帝的位置上。
They've already placed themselves in the place of God.
除非上帝的恩典领导彻底翻转，不然只能成为地狱之子。
And unless by God's grace they might be able to repent and turn around, then these people will be headed for hell.
不认识主耶稣的人，他不会去思想上帝的圣洁、公义的属性。
Those who don't understand God, they're not going to meditate on God's holiness and on His trustworthiness.
我们要知道上帝圣洁和公义的属性是上帝可以说最重要的属性。
And we can say that God's holiness and righteousness, these are the most important about God.
如果我们在上帝这两个属性上打折扣，
And if we start to water down who God is in these attributes of holiness and righteousness,
我们就不会真正的明白福音的真谛在哪里。
And we will not truly ever understandThe truth of the gospel.
如果上帝不受他自己圣洁公义属性的限制，他也不需要差遣他儿子耶稣基督降世为人。
And if God was not faithful and true to His holiness and righteousness, then He wouldn't need to send the Lord Jesus.
上帝差遣他儿子降世为人，死在十字架上，就因为上帝是圣洁公义的，他不能够让。污秽的东西来到自己面前，他不会让有罪的人来到自己面前。
Yet when Jesus down to earth, because he was truly holy and righteous, so he's unable to let that which is dirty and unclean come before his presence.
所以上帝是绝不会违背自己属性的。
And God is one who will never go against his own character.
为了满足他自己对圣洁和公义的要求，他必须差遣耶稣基督来到世上。
In order for him to satisfy the requirements that he requires according to his holiness and righteousness, he must send Jesus Christ.
为我们这些罪人的罪被钉在十字架上，满足他对圣洁公义的要求。
That Jesus might satisfy the divine standards required by God for our sin.
耶稣就是道路，可以让我们这些罪人借着耶稣基督这个道路，可以去到天父那里与他同住。
Jesus is indeed the way for us, for we sinners to come to God the Father.
旧约圣经主要启示的是上帝圣洁公义的属性。
And the Old Testament emphasizes in his revelation of God, God's holiness and righteousness.
我经常听到有些刚信主的人说，他不愿意读旧约。
And I frequently hear those who are new Christians say, oh, I don't want to read the Old Testament.
他在那边评判说，哎，旧约的耶和华上帝太严厉了。
Because the God of the Old Testament is way too strict.
他秘诀了，逼迫以色列的外邦人。
And he does not look with favor upon unbelieving Gentiles.
又刑罚了拜偶像的以色列人。
And he also punishes the idolaters in Israel.
以后世上没有一个人配存活的。
So therefore, no one on earth is worthy to live before him.
所以说他们觉得，哎呦，这个上帝不行。
Oh, no, this God is not good.
那我告诉大家，这是事实。
But I want to tell everyone that this is the truth.
圣经就是如此说的。
This is exactly how the Bible says it is.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
Because everyone has sinned, therefore fallen short of God's glory.
放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
And these, all of us, we live according with our desires of the flesh.
是可怒之子。
And so we care only about ourselves.
所以唯有明白旧约启示上帝圣洁和公义属性的人，才会对新约主耶稣所成就的救恩感
And so it is only those who understand the holiness and righteousness of God revealed in the Old Testament. Only then will they understand the grace of God in the New Testament.
在敬畏上帝的心中存着感恩。
That in their worship and fear of the Lord, that their hearts have been filled with thanksgiving.
今天的经文主要是说，我在父里面，父在我里面。
And the passage today says, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me.
我们就知道，主耶稣所称呼的父上帝和旧约以色列人称呼耶和华上帝，所有耶和华上帝、父上帝、耶稣基督原本就是一位上帝。
And so we see here that when Jesus refers to the Father, this is the Father Yahweh of the Old Testament, and that Jesus is God.
新旧约所启示的是同一位上帝，我们要认识身心启示的上帝的完全的属性。
The God of the Old Testament, the God of the New Testament is the same exact God. We must understand the God of the Old and New Testament.
虽然在今天我们似乎听不到上帝的审判和刑罚降临在哪一个群体或个人身上的事。And
of course, we do not hear today of God's wrath descending on a particular people group.
所以当人们活在这样的情况中的时候，就忘记了旧约启示上帝的圣洁和公义。And
so because of this, we so easily forget about Jesus' righteousness and holiness.
人们不再敬畏上帝了。And
so people no longer fear and honor God.
我在这里确切地提醒弟兄姊妹，不要忘记上帝的属性从来。 没有改变，也从来绝不会改变。
And so I want to solemnly remind those sisters here that God's holiness and righteousness has never changed. He is always holy and righteous.
既在旧约中，上帝对外邦人的审判以及对他子民的刑罚，是对今天人的觐见。
And so we see that the punishment and the wrath that God has for the Gentiles and the idolaters among Israel. This is the very same punishment for this world.
我们不要把上帝对我们的境界不当一回事。
And we cannot treat all of this as a light thing, as if it were nothing.
因为当上帝完成他的启示之后，虽然先进的世界不比挪亚的时代好。
And so when God has finished his revelation, even though the world is not better than Noah, the world during Noah's time.
上帝没有降下他的审判和刑罚，因为上帝的启示已经结束了。And
God has not brought down His divine wrath and punishment upon the world. His revelation is finished.
上帝所启示的话语将来会审判和刑罚我们。Because
it is the word revealed by God that will judge us in the future.
如果我们不在上帝的警戒中警醒。 当主耶稣再来的日子，审判与刑罚会完全的实施在我们身上。And
if we do not hold fast to the word of God, then when Jesus comes to judge, that judgment will fall upon us.
这不是我在这里说吓唬大家。And
this is not me here just trying to scare everybody.
彼得后书2章6节就是这样说的。This
is exactly what is said in 2 Peter chapter 6.
又审判索多玛、俄摩拉，将两城钉钉死，焚烧成灰。 作为后世不敬虔人的觐见。彼得后书2章6节。
2 Peter 2, verse 6. If by turning cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, you condemn them to extinction, making an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly.
犹大书第7节也做了同样的论述。又如索多玛、俄摩拉和周围的城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从烈性的情欲。 就受永火的刑罚作为警戒。And
Jude 7 says the same thing. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah, surrounding cities, destroyed by indulging in sexual immorality, pursued unnatural desire, served as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire.
所以，虽然那些听过上帝名号的那些假基督徒，
And even though there are false Christians who have heard of the name of God.
他们把上帝的名号作为发泄自己愤恨的对象，将来他们所要的审判要比没有听过福音的人更重。
false Christians, they use God's name as an object of hate, an object of cursing. their punishment on the last day will be more severe than the even those who have never heard of God.
上帝是轻慢不得的，我们信福音就要认认真真的信。
And so God is no laughing matter. When we believe the gospel, we must be serious about it.
不要得罪上帝。
And we must not sin against God.
对上帝的教会也是如此。
This is the same for the church.
虽然上帝的教会是蒙恩的罪人所组成的。
And even the church is a bunch of sinners who receive God's grace.
虽然我们都没有什么了不起。
You know, we don't have anything special about us, anything commendable.
然而圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督是教会的元首。
And the Bible tells us that Jesus is the captain of the church, of His church.
你攻击教会，就是攻击作为元首。
And if you attack the church, you are attacking the captain, the source of the church.
只要这个教会是按照上帝的话语传讲纯正真理的。
As long as the church is one that follows God's word in spreading the truth.
只要这个教会按照圣经启示严格实行圣礼的。
And as long as the church remains pure and in accord with the word.
并且按照圣经真理实施惩戒的教会。
And one a church that follows the truth.
耶稣基督就是这样的教这样教会的元首。
And Jesus is the captain and head of such a church.
所以。不要轻易的随随便便的攻击这样的教会。
And so do not so easily attack such a church.
你攻击教会不是攻击我，也不是攻击某一个弟兄。
And if you attack or fight against the church, it is not against me or particular brother or sister.
而是攻击基督的身体，攻击基督。
But you are attacking the very body of Jesus Christ.
教会里任何一个弟兄，包括牧师。有不对的地方，你可以直接说那个人不对。
And if the pastor or some brother is wrong, you can say that that pastor or that brother is wrong.
你不要说这是教会的不对。
And you almost certainly do not want to say this is the church's wrong.
如果你认为是教会的不对，这样的人有祸了。
And if someone thinks that the church is wrong, that then what would be that person?
一个人不能说主耶稣。
Some of them doesn't understand Jesus.
And this
is the second question I want to ask.
什么样的原因障了我们来认识作为主耶稣？
What are the obstacles for our understanding Jesus?
所有不认识主耶稣的人，是因为他太看重了我们眼睛能看见的事和物。
And such a person who cannot understand Jesus because too much weight is placed on what we can see.
我们过分的体恤自己肉体的欲望。
We overemphasize the desires of the flesh.
为了满足自己的虚荣心，
in order to satisfy the desires of our hearts,
就造出了许多假神来。
We have to create a lot of false gods.
一旦假神出来了，圣经所启示的主耶稣，我们就不会认识。
And once there are an abundance of idols, then we will not understand the Jesus revealed in the Bible.
因为你心中已经有个假神在那里。
Because your heart already has a false god,
占据了在你心中本来应该是真神的位置。
And that false god will take the place of where Jesus, the true God, should have taken.
我们常常会遇到这样的事情。
So often we'll encounter something like this.
一个基督徒与一个非基督徒在一起。
A Christian and a non-Christian are together.
特别在婚姻当中。
Especially in marriage.
基督徒最初的愿望可能。都是好的，需要带非基督徒相信耶稣基督。
And of course, at first, perhaps the intentions are all good. The Christian wants to bring the non-Christian to Christ.
我们许多时候和非基督徒在一起，我相信大多数的基督徒愿望都是好的。
Yeah, I believe, you know, when Christians and non-Christians are together, that most of the intentions of Christians are good.
而事情的发展往往是事与愿违。
The problem is when as things progress, things are almost never for the good.
不但非基督徒没有信主，连基督徒也慢慢的离开教会，与非基督徒一样。
And not only does the non-Christian not become a Christian, but even the Christian slowly walks away from the church.
自从我奉献将近 十多年，将近二十年的时间，我一直在思想这个问题，为什么这样？
As I have given 10-20 years of my time into ministry, I'm always thinking about this question. Why is it so?
最近遇到一些问题，我想明白了。
After having encountered some issues recently, I finally understood.
为什么基督徒会被非基督徒拽过去？
Why will Christians be hooked away by non-Christians?
福音信仰多好的东西啊，你怎么会被他拽过去？你反而不信了呢？
Faith and the gospel, they're so good things. How could you possibly be led astray by the non-Christians?
后来我明白了。
But now, I realized,
非基督徒所持守的是他生命中本来就有的东西。
What the non-Christian holds fast to is what they already have.
那是从亚当遗传来的，他所持守的就是他原本的生命。
And that is what they have inherited from Adam, their original, their old self, their old life.
而基督徒的信仰不是本身就有的，是由外部注入到我们里面的。
And as for the Christian faith, this belongs, and this is something that comes from outside of us, not what originates within us.
在我们相信的初期，信仰不可能成为我们生命。
And at the beginning of our faith, there's no way the faith will become completely ours.
就是一个认真在基督里追求的信徒，十年、二十年的时间，信仰也不会成为他生命的全部。最多只能够成为他生命中的一小部分。
And so, because a Christian who is diligent and faithful for 10 or 20 years, this Christian faith will not occupy his or her whole life. It will at best only occupy a portion.
可以这样说，就是到我们离开这世界的时候，福音的信仰也不能够成为我们生命的全部。
And we can say this way, even when we die, this Christian faith we will not occupy the whole of us, 100% of us.
我们还需要借着耶稣基督的宝血去到父神那边。
We still require God's precious, Jesus' precious blood to come before the Father.
我们奔走天路的最后一段路程是一定是耶稣基督来接我们，带着我们走过的。
On the heavenly path, the final sled, that would have to be Jesus who brings us to himself.
所以我们还是有盼望的。虽然我们不行，但耶稣基督最后会来接我们的。
So even though we will not be able to succeed at the end, yet we know that Jesus will rescue us and save us.
但是我要告诉大家，一个外部注入的东西，信仰很容易被我们抛弃。
And so this external, this faith that comes from outside, this is something that is very easy to give up.
别人生命内部，其实我本来就是这样的，你让我抛弃，让我改变，不可能。
And so, because other non-Christians, what they follow is what is already in them. So, if you want me to continue to hold fast to that which is outside of me, that's impossible.
有了这样的反思之后，我认为作为基督徒，特别是改革中的基督徒。
And so, when I finally understood this, then as I reflect on Christians, and especially the Reformed Christians,
我这里特别强调，一个改革中的基督徒需要有更大的警醒。
Then, I believe that a reformed Christian needs to be even more alert.
因为我们的生命越靠近圣经真理的时候，干扰我们的因素就越多越大。
Because the closer, as we follow more closely God's word and this faith, then there will be more obstacles that will jump up against us.
虽然世俗的诱惑对成为基督徒的人都有。
And of course, there are always worldly temptations for Christians.
但是那些假牧师、假教师、假基督徒所传讲的假福音的诱惑，可以说只有在对改革中的基督徒也是一个很大的诱惑。
So, but all the false preaching of those false pastors, this kind of temptation is especially pertinent to Reformed Christians.
改革中的基督徒，我们千万不要认为世界上不会有这么样的事。
And as Reformed Christians, we shouldn't think that there's nothing like this in the world.
因为圣经告诉我们这一点。
Because the Bible tells us.
马太福音二十三章十三节。
Matthew 23 verse 13 tells us.
你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们正当人前把天国的门关了，自己不进去，正要进去的人，你们也不容他进去。
chapter 22, verse 13. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, for you neither enter yourself nor allow those who enter your in.
文士和法利赛人是有信仰的人。
And these so-called Pharisees, they're people of faith.
只是他们的信仰假的了。
Only part of their faith is false.
他们与今天信自己塑造耶稣的人一样。
They are no different than the people today who believe in a Jesus of their own making.
特别是那些称为牧师的人。
Especially those false Christians who are considered pastors.
你说他不知道自己所传的那个假耶稣基督不能带他去天国，你说他不知道吗？ 他知道。
And if you wonder, does he even know that he's preaching a false Christ and preventing him from going to heaven?
他都知道自己传讲的不是圣经启示的耶稣基督。
And he knows that the Jesus he preaches is not the Jesus of the Bible.
他甚至也知道这个信仰和上帝没有任何关系。
And he may even know that his faith, his preaching has nothing to do with God's faith, the faith of the Bible.
单纯的人就会想，那他为什么要传这样的福音？
Then those who are pure in heart would think, well, why would he spread such a gospel?
他传这样的福音，他在这样的事工中可以使自己得到满足。
Because in this kind of ministry, such a person can be satisfied for himself.
被我带领信我那个主的人，都会崇拜我，认可我。
Because all the people who follow, who come for believing God because of me, those people would worship.
我在成为这样的基督教里面有很高的荣誉。
And so in such a kind of Christian world that I will receive a lot of respect and honor.
他认为，你看他的虚荣心得到满足，我就是个属灵人。
And so that, of course, then he will be satisfied. I mean, oh, he's a spiritual person.
他的信仰就是他的事业。
And then his faith is his profession.
所以教会的人越多，我的事业越发达。
So it's like a business. The bigger churches, the more successful I am.
因此，他虽然知道圣经的基督不是我传的那个基督。
Well, even though he knows that the Jesus he preaches is not the Jesus of the Bible.
我不传圣经那个真理。
And even though he knows that he is not preaching the truth from the Bible.
因为圣经真理太狠太硬，他叫人悔改。我一转传这个真，传这个真理，有损我的事业。
Because he knows that the truth of the Bible is too harsh and too rigid, and so it will affect my own kind of business and marketship.
一传这样的真理，教会的人就走了，我的事业就受到了亏损。
And so if I preach the true gospel, then this will harm my numbers and harm my market share.
这样的人运作教会不是按照圣经的原则运作教会，而是按照世上经营公司的原则在运作教会。
And such pastors, such people, they do church administration not based on biblical principles, but on a CEO and business principles.
这样运作出来的教会与天国根本没关系。
And such a church has nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
所以说主耶稣在说，主耶稣在这里说，他们将天国的门关了。
This is what Jesus refers to as shutting the door of kingdom.
不，圣经不只是在一处经文里讲到这件事，罗马书一章三十二节也说到这件事。
And the Bible doesn't just say it in one place. Romans chapter 1 also says this.
罗马书一章三十二节说，他们虽然知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
And so it says that in Romans 1 verse 32, though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them but give approval to those who practice.
我们可以回去可以翻罗马书一章三十二节，你可以从上文开始看。
So of course, when we are dismissed, we can on our own time go home and look at Romans chapter 1, 32, and especially the context of chapter 1.
上文所描写的人完全是一个不信主的人。
The person described in the context is someone who does not know God.
这样的人，他享受自己在行恶中的喜乐。
And such person, can enjoy the satisfying of the desires of the flesh.
他不但自己喜欢行恶，他也喜欢别人与他一样行。
And this is the life not only doing evil, but it has other people doing evil as well.
你千万不要与我谈耶稣基督的信仰。
And they'll say, "Oh no, don't ever talk to me about biblical faith."
所以我们跟别人谈朋友，所以一谈，别人马上翻脸，而且特别凶恶。
And this is why when we preach the gospel, then some people will.
你跟我谈改革中信仰更合乎圣经的，不是明明告诉我我没有行在真理中吗？我要悔改就不能做我所喜悦的事情。我就要做我自己喜悦喜欢做的事。我在做自己所喜欢做的事里面，我就得到安慰。
When I do what I like, what I want, then I am happy.
所以你千万不要跟我说你与上帝没关系。
So don't you dare tell me I have nothing to do with God.
你就让我陶醉在自己这个虚妄的信仰当中。
Let me just escape to this false religion.
因为这些人不相信审判的。
Because people don't believe in judgment.
不相信复活的。
They don't believe in the resurrection.
在他们认为人死了以后怎么样？谁知道？
And then people will think, well, if you know it.
谁也没有回来过死了以后，谁也没有经历过死后的事情，所以今现在的人就是说满足当下才是最重要的。我管他我是真基督徒假基督徒的，假基督徒使我满足，我就当假基督徒了。
If being a false Christian makes me happy, then I'm
a false Christian.
Yes, because who knows?
所以作为改革中的基督徒，就要积极的去认识我们的主耶稣。
Therefore, reformed Christians must spend the time to understand who God is.
我们要不断的回归圣经。
We must unceasingly go back to the Bible.
让主耶稣成为我们的生命。
That Jesus might become our life.
只有到这时候，我们才能够持守住自己所相信的福音真理。
Only then can we then grab onto and be faithful to what we believe.
在我们属灵生命还幼稚的时候，要清楚知道自己的属灵状况。
And in our spiritual walk, when we are still very immature, we must understand and take stock of our spiritual condition.
不要轻易的去相信各种人的各样学说。
And we should not be easily tossed by any waves of new doctrine, whatever anyone says.
特别当这个人所说的话是满足你肉体需要的时候。
And this is, if we need to be especially wary, especially when people say precisely what our sinful hearts want to hear.
你更要小心，不要信，而且不要和他在一起。
Then you must be very careful not to believe what this person said. In fact, not to spend that much time with them.
因为他不断的会把自己亚当里的生命的东西传递给你。
Because this person will preach to you the things of Adam.
不要把自己放入到在初心处，我们生命还幼嫩的时候，不要把自己放到一个受试探的环境中。
And so, while our faith is still young and needed nurture, we should not throw ourselves into the context of temptation.
一个比较有效的方法就是多与属灵的人交通。
And then a much better way is to be in the company of those who are spiritual.
不要非常随随便便的与那些非信徒交通相交。
And we should not just lackadaisically be with those who are non-Christian and just hang out with them.
最后使自己的属灵生命得到亏损。
At the end, this will negatively impact our own spiritual life.
讲到这里，或许弟兄姊妹会做，说牧师，我们不与非信徒接触，我们怎么传福音啊？
When I say this, my brothers will say, well, Pastor, if we don't ever hang out with non-believers, how can we preach the gospel to them?
我过去说过, 现在再说, 传福音的最佳方法就是家人带到教会。
And then, as I said before, the best way for evangelism is to bring family members to the church.
弟兄姊妹可能都有这样的经历, 哎呦, 带人去教会太难了。
And then a lot of those brothers
and
sisters might think from their experience, wow, it's so hard to bring people to church.
Why?
Let me tell you. Because everyone knows what the church is doing. Church is to convict people of their sins. And the church has to tell sinners to repent and to be transformed.
教会是不允许人活在罪中的。
And the church doesn't allow people to live in their sin.
那我到教会去，我不惨了吗？
And I go to the church.
所以说他不会去教会。
Then they will go to the church.
到你家里可以。
Then they go to your house.
去教会不行。
But going to the church now, they can't do that.
我这样说， 上帝如果不在一个人身上工作，是没有人会愿意来教会的。
And so what I'm saying is that unless God is at work in this person, and in a particular person, no one will want to go to church.
如果上帝没在一个人身上做工，是没有一个人能改变他生命会信福音的。
And if God is not at work in a person's heart, then that person will never believe the gospel.
所以我们传福音的呢，我们要看到上帝在哪里做工，在谁身上做工。
And so when we evangelize, we need to see where God is at work. We need to see on whom is He working.
我们传福音的人只是去收割上帝做工后的果子。
And as those who evangelize, we are to reap the fruit of what God has produced.
当然我这里不是说你闭口不要传福音。
但是不是，I'm not saying that. Therefore, we shut our mouth and we don't ever talk about the gospel.
你不要为了把这个人带到教会来，你把福音的内容改变了。And
do not, for the sake of bringing this into the church, twist the gospel or change it into something more valuable.
福音的内容永远不能改变。The
content of the gospel must never be changed.
我们传福音是我们经历与上帝的同工。 经历在上帝里面的荣耀。
And so evangelism is our partnering with God in His glory, partnering with God in His work for His glory.
如果我们不看上帝的手，我们愣做。
And if we don't look to God, we do things our way.
糟糕的可能性就是把我们信仰的根基都拆毁了。
Then that would happen and result in our own faith being dismantled.
基督徒信仰是个人性的，
the Christian faith is individual.
因为每一个基督徒都要根据自己的行为到上帝那面交账。
Because every Christian must give an account of their own work before God.
从这一点来说是个人性的。
So from this point, it is individual.
但是我们要知道基督徒的信仰更是群体性的。
We must know even more clearly that Christian faith is also communal.
每一个信徒只有在生命共同体中，生命才会得到成长。
It's only when a believer is involved in the body life that they can live and grow.
在你所委身的教会里面，你的生命才会被建造。
And only when we are in the church of our faith will our faith grow.
我们的旧生命才会被拆毁。And
then our old life will be slowly and slowly taken apart.
离开纯正信仰的教会这个群体，
if we need a body, a truthful church, a church that follows the truth,
没有人能够在纯正信仰上站立得住。
Then no one can stand firm on the true gospel by him or herself.
这是我做牧师以后看到的。
And this is what I have seen after becoming a pastor.
我们一旦离开纯正信仰的教会，就把自己放在一个试探当中。
And as soon as we leave a truth-centered church, then we place ourselves in great temptation.
主耶稣说，不要让我们遇见试探。
Jesus said, "Lead us not into temptation."
因为没有一个人能在试探中站立得住。
Because no one person can stand firm in the face of temptation.
好，我们基督祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your precious word.
在这里也求你赐下能力来。
And we ask that you would grant us your strength.
让我们有能力来遵循你的话语。
And we have strength to observe your word.
行在你的心意当中。
That we might walk in your way.
做一个合你心意的人。
That we might be someone who is pleasing to you.
做一个能荣耀你名的人。
作为一个在天上为我们存留冠冕的人，
求你保守
我们。
我们这样祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。